Blog Talk Radio.
UGS Radio is not intended for anyone under the age of 18 years old. We reserve the right to say whatever the fuck we want to say because we believe in free speech. And if you do not believe in free speech...
Get the fuck out of here, you stupid cocksucker!
For rap music's biggest online archive of legends and pioneer interviews as well as underground music from around the globe, visit us now at UGSforLife.com.
Yeah! President Beta! Murder Master Music Show! Welcome to the Murder Master Music Show. This right here is where the real rap at. A fuck pile of sex. We doing what we love just to hear it play back. This is where the real is at.
The Young Castro from the Outlaw.
It's your boy Al Capone.
What's that? And it's Bootleg the Rock Capone from the Dayton family.
Baby, it's your boy Al Capone.
What up, y'all? This is E-Shop.
Yo, 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 what's up? This your boy C-Murder, and I'm chilling with my boy Scott Beta, and you're listening to the Murder Master Music Show. It's the hottest thing out right now, you heard me? Keep it true.
That's what the fuck I'm talking about. This is show number 112. Wasn't even going to do a show today. I was going to actually take a week off. I didn't take a week off, and I don't know how long. How long has it been, Max, since I didn't do a show? It's been fucking
shit.
Months, huh?
Yeah, ever since I know, probably since I've been knowing you and shit, for real.
I think after episode 24, I took a break for a couple weeks, and then I came back and haven't stopped. But it's just going to be one of those days where I was like, fuck it. It's time to take a break.
Kick back a little bit.
But I thought to myself, man, let's fuck that. You know, why sit around and with your thumb up your ass not doing nothing? Let's create history once again, like we've done on this show for 111 episodes. This 112. Let's do another round table. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna bring on my
round table is always the best too, because they just let you know Pete Game. So you motherfuckers that's listening right now, kick back and Pete Game, man.
Yeah, yeah,
so,
Pete the Game,
motherfucking
you know
legend.
What I'm saying? Yeah, a lot of fucking legends, man. Let's bring on our first guest, Young Bleed. He's the first one to call in. What's
Young
up, Bleed?
What's up, Little Famo? Y'all doing?
Man, it's an honor to have you here at the Murder Mash Music Show once again and to be part of this history tonight, man. We're going to have a lot of people on just chopping up game, man. Why do you think the rap game doesn't do shit like what we're doing? You know what I'm saying? This is something that's needed, don't you think so?
I'm going to say like this, I feel the same way, but I'm honored and privileged and pleasured, man, to be amongst the honor, man. You know, guys, you got on here tonight. That's my OG structure. You know, he's talking cocaine, JT Money, and Spice One. See, the game is just like the street guy. You know what I'm saying? It's just back in the gap when you need to scope something out the hood, you had to go to the OG and get it. Once the youngsters got their hand on a whole lot of this, that, and the other, they start running, doing their own thing instead of following that structure. You know what I mean? You got to know where you come from and know where you had to know where you're going. So I feel like that's the missing link between the young and the old, and nobody really have no direction. Everybody just kind of doing their own thing without keeping that unity in the community. You know what I mean?
Right. You're exactly right on that.
Shit. Yes, sir. You got to. You got, plus, you know, if everybody's divided and conquered, there's no communication between people, then everyone's going to be left in the dark anyway. And that's how I believe hip-hop was hijacked. You know what I'm saying? I believe it was completely taken over through right under everybody's noses.
Yeah.
You know?
With the quick left, it just flipped.
That's the devil's greatest trick, man. My uncle used to always tell me this. He'd say, man, you know, remember this, enough. He'd say, God law go always remain the same, and you know, man law go always change. So it go back to law and order, man. You know what I mean? Everybody just kind of scattered like roses with the lights cut on, man. So that's what's happening. We got to bring that all back full circle. Each one teach one, and you know, and that's what it's about.
Yeah. I was about to say, and what's cool is it's like it's great that guys like y'all still out there rocking that shit and keeping it real with the types of music that y'all bring. But not only is it great, it's also important that we have you know, Young Bleeds, the Spice Ones, you know, the Yuck Mouse, you know, the Sebos, and everybody still representing and feeling and doing their music the way they want to without having to try to change up just to still be relevant in their eyes. You know what I'm saying? Because the underground shit don't never change. The underground.
I'm still around for you, keep my sounds underground for you. So that's what's happening.
Yep. Because the underground ain't changing. And as long as some of the real artists that was major when we was coming up still doing it, it's important. Yeah. To me, it's important, man. Like, the hip-hop, if it weren't for guys like y'all, hip-hop totally would be something different. So I salute you for fighting a good fight and continuing to bring the same hotness that you know what I'm saying, like that people get accustomed to from listening to your music.
Right on. I call it preserve, man. You know what I mean? Let's go back to the 70s, man. I'm sure these guys on the phone with me a few years past my genre, but God said the same. I'll be 40 years old this year, and you know what I mean? A lot of dark days I never thought I'd see today. So it go back that far. I'm on the 70s, 80s, baby. You know what I mean? So here again, you know, salute to that OG structure. If them guys ain't put down what they put down, the guys in the 80s from New York to California, down to the South, without them, you know, taking that as a God bless, you know, we all come from the street game, a dope game, and gang banging. I feel like that's the one hour that God give us over all to have freedom of speech and be able to take this to where they can't lock you up. I mean, you still deal with conspiracy theories and so on and so forth for the political structure. But that's the one advice that, you know what I mean, that we have some kind of outlet from where we all come from, you know?
Right.
Yeah, we need that unity, you know what I'm saying, like you said, no matter what that outlet is, you know, whether it be the streets or you know what I'm saying, we got to come together and make shit happen. I want to see a fucking album with Jay-Z, Money, Cocaine, Spice One, Young Bleed, and Gangster Pat, and you know what I'm saying, throwing a few other people, you know, Gangster Nip.
Yeah.
You know, I want to see that shit come to life. You know, I want to see the pioneers from Baton Rouge work with the pioneers from Chicago and work with the pioneers from fucking Gary, Indiana, and then go to New Orleans. I want to see that shit happen. And it does to a certain extent. When you buy music, cats are collaborating with people all over the world. You know that better than anybody. You know what I'm saying? But It needs to happen, man, on a bigger scale, you know.
As you speak, man, I just got a song I got that I did with what I told Spice about, that him and Yuck is on with some of my Kansas City partners. I just shot Cocaine a track, and me and JT Money been talking for years, so I appreciate what you doing, bringing us all to a table, man. That's been my whole thing. When I say Young Glee, I mean the young between that generation, man. I always try to be a bridge between that gap, me being a little younger than those guys. And for those, you know what I mean, that don't know about those guys, Sebos and so on and so forth, I try to remind them youngsters that this way it's come from, man. We got to, you know, bring it back to the table to make it full circle. So, yeah, that's what we work on all the time, man.
Hey, we're going to bring someone else up in the conversation real quick. Hey, just say your name, brother.
Thank you, buddy.
The Bitchizer.
What's up, OG?
Yeah.
What's up, love?
How you doing, Jay?
All is well, man.
Yeah,
we're
just speaking on you, man.
Yeah, glad to be at the round table with players. What's up with it?
Yeah, we're just
chilling. I was just speaking up on you.
So go ahead, please.
Yeah, I was telling JT, I just spoke his name into existence, man. I didn't know if he was on or not on, but yeah, he popped up. That's a beautiful thing, bro. It was good.
Yeah, they are. Heavy that. Yeah, but I hear y'all talking about that music, but I agree. That's what got to be done. You know, we got to work these emails and these tattoos and get it together, you know? And we can do it because we got the outlet. The outlets are available, you know? And shit, between us all, you know, we can mash just as hard as the majors, you know?
Right on.
Cause you see how I be working on. That's just me by myself, mashing and mashing and mashing, you know?
Yeah.
I got other people with me now, though, but, you know, we can make things happen.
Yeah, all the way around. I agree, man. We got too much power amongst each other, man. As I told them, you know, we all been constructed for years from an independent standpoint, but it's like links in the chain. We can come together to do it together, man. I'm with that.
Yeah, Yeah, I'm about that, though. I'm about that. You know, still fighting a good fight.
Yeah, we got to see that happen. We got to see that shit happen, man. These collaborations, these albums, these tours, these networks. You know what I'm saying? Because this is the foundation and the structure that people like y'all built. You know what I mean? And what these motherfuckers are doing is they're putting cracks in the walls of these foundations that were set up in different cities. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
If we don't do something now, man, it's going to be a pile of ruins. What do you guys suggest that we do?
You know, I don't know who go ahead and speak on it. I'll tell you what I think of it as well.
Yeah, please, you go first.
Okay, to me, it go back to that Black Panther structure before the Bloods and Crips, you know, and once something slide between them cracks, man, there's room for infiltration and perpetration and so on and so forth. But I see it in that same structure, man. You got to go back to the original origins, American history, African history, you know what I mean? Here again, if you don't know where you come from, you don't know where you at, you don't know where to take this game. You know, like Ice Cube said, they'll have a new nigga next year, you know, 5 minutes of fame. So it's like Buster Douglas, anybody could get a lucky punch. But, you know, Mike Tyson was built from the same OG structure, from a custom motto to whoever, that it was an old timer that put him up on game and saw him, you know what I mean, benefit what he worked toward all his years. And that's as well as, you know, this rapping is just like boxing, man. When we in that mic booth, it's like sparring. When we on stage, it's like a heavyweight fight. So we got to, you know, go back to mental training ourselves, you know what I mean, knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. I feel like knowledge is king. I mean, wisdom is a woman, the child brain for of understanding. So without that, anytime you got to, you know what I mean, a wedge between that wood is room for that, man. You know what I mean? Like I say, that's the devil's greatest trick, to divide and conquer. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the whole thing.
And that's what they're doing, though. It's divide and conquer, you know. You know, my thing is to just never lay down, though. We got to keep fighting the fight. But then, you know, also we got to train our young soldiers. You know, we got to keep them little cats. We got to let them know the real. We got to put them up on the old game. And they could probably, you know, mix it in with this new shit, because this new shit is ADD music, man. It's like really dumb. They can't even begin to understand when you start speaking about, you know, certain things, you know, the game of the music. All they want to hear is a dumb hook calling some fashion nigga name out, some faggot name. They just want to call out fucking Tom Ford, whoever the fuck he is. You know what I'm saying? And that bullshit, you know. But, you know, even with the storyteller and just the wisdom, you know, the knowledge, you know, because that's how I look at the game, you know, the tool, it's information, you know. I'm speaking to the people when I make records, you know. I'm not just swagging, talking about how good I look and how big my chain is. Fuck that, because a nigga will get that. That's why I love Prince. You know, I love you when you bring these players together and all that. You know, I thank you every time I get a chance on the radio. The opportunity to build and, you know, reach those who log in or listen in, you know, let them get another point of view versus what's being shoved down their throat every day, all day on TV. Like, I don't even watch the TV or listen to the radio no more, you know, really, at all.
I can't.
Yeah, I go back and play my phone. Every once in a while, something will slip through. I get him and be like, okay, that song there is all right. But for the most part, you know, I'm not even a fan no more. You know, I'm really working.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I dig that new joint you had sent to me called Two on that spiritual level, man. So we all on that vibe. We come up with that, man. I'm the same way. I can't find that to make me want to listen to the radio. I get one or two. That's cool, but I never thought I'd see the day. I was the kid that ran home after school to watch Yo MTV Raps, you know what I mean?
Right.
And Rock City and shit like that. But now, it ain't even a pool to it because it's so saturated. What I call them now is water babies, man. It's too watered down. And that's not their fault to that degree. It's the power of the media that's allowing to pick and choose what they want to play on the radio. It's so controlled when it used to be by popular demand. If you had something hot, I didn't care if it was black, white, alike, whatever the situation was. I listen to Beastie Boys, the Third Bass, and so on.
Right.
So if it was good music, it's all good. Anyway, Everlast from off the West Coast, you know, so I always followed that structure, man. Talking from New York to California, from the Sugar Hill Gang to Rest in Peace to Eazy-E, you know, where you're concerned on Coke, KMG, and guys like that. I remember learning about Freeway Rick. I'm actually finna go on a tour with Big Mike and Freeway Rick called the American Gangster Tour with some guys from out of St. Louis and the whole team of that as we bring the gangster back.
That's it.
Yeah, so,
shout out to Freeway Ricky Ross.
Marco.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good platinum, man. Freeway Rick, man. They've been starting
real,
me out, you know, from the pen.
Yeah.
So, you know, I with the real Rick, the whole California, man. So, the whole lot of love all the way around. So, when I get an opportunity to move out and about, to link up and reconnect, I'm still trying to do records with cats that I grew up listening to and still, you know, but continue to walk this path, man. So, that's my whole story, you know.
Hell yeah, we got another caller, guys.
You know, we was lucky enough to make a name before them people bought the game. You know, they they really bought the game as far as distribution, promotion, marketing, you know, the whole media outlet. But we still have our fan base and following. You know, we just got to try to connect with them. We got to reach our people and hopefully it's spread from there. You know, so by these players uniting, you know, you come to the bottom, I come over there where you at, you know, we connect, you know, we move it. It's back to the old days, really, you know, when cats used to get in them vans and jump out with them tapes and posters and shit like that. And we got this internet. We got this internet, you know, and we got to work this shit out, man.
I just got an inbox that said they're telling me, because they listen to the show right now, they said, y'all, the difference between then and now is y'all created styles and eras and helped build the culture of hip-hop, while nowadays it just seems like everything is created for how they think hip-hop should be or how they want hip-hop to be.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Right. How they
that's
want it to be. Right. Right. And that's like the realest shit ever spoken right there. It's how they want it. You know, they control.
Right.
You see all of them look alike. They dress alike. They sound alike. You can't even tell who is who, really. For the most part, you know, one or two of them got a distinctive voice, but then they all do the same shit. They all do the same shit, you know, and they talking about the same shit.
Over and over, and they featuring the same people. Hey, 678, who's on the line, 678?
Yo, Gangsta Pat, what it do, homie?
Gangsta Pat, man.
Yeah.
Pioneer, legend. This is the man, folks, who put Memphis, Tennessee on the map.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Sir.
Shout out to Pat.
How
you doing, Pat?
Man, I'm good, Fred, man. How about yourself?
Yeah, real good, man. We got another caller on the line. Right now, so far, here's what we got. We got Young Bleed, JT Money. We got Gangster Pat. We got, of course, Mac J, myself, Prez. And now we got Fetty Chico. What's up, Spice?
What's poppin', man?
Okay.
Yeah,
how
you doing, Spice? One.
Okay.
What's up,
what it do, homie?
Shit, man, posted up, sitting on this 2K14, man, you know what I'm saying?
That'll work, man.
Know what it is, shit.
Spice, I ain't never get a chance to tell you, but, man, you definitely one of my favorite artists, man. That 187 he wrote, man, is one of my all-time favorite rap albums, period, man, you know.
Who was that?
Untouchable.
That's Gangsta Pat, man.
Oh, nigga, what's poppin', fool?
22, homie.
What's happening with you, my nigga?
You the man. Glad to hear your voice, man, no doubt.
Hell yeah, nigga, it's good to hear from you too, man. You know what it is, man. You know, niggas are still pushing this front line on this real shit. You know what I'm saying? Just represent, you know what I'm saying? Motherfucker gotta, you know, stay riding in this motherfucker, you know?
Spice on here, let me add this to the collection plate, man. I remember Spice said a long time ago when we're looking at what's happening with the Trayvon Martin incidents and so on and so forth. The man say, OGs, they can tell when the tags hit. New Jacks try to run and get their ass split. And it's a man that ain't shoot strikes. It's a cop that had a fucked up day and a lit drink, man. So that's still going on.
Yeah, hell yeah. Hey, man, that was like, you know how that shit is, man. You know how motherfuckers just, you know how they, motherfuckers would be mad and shit because they ain't had no shit going or whatever. You know how they motherfuckers be posted up on the block and the motherfuckers come through there with that bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, them all, you know, real niggas and all, you know, me, you know, I actually done been on the block, you know, grinding and shit. You know what I'm saying? So it ain't like a motherfucker just writing, you know, just saying.
Right.
It's like everything that I be saying be coming from you know, from experience, from watching shit or actually going through that shit, you know what I'm saying? Nigga can remember, you know, our little route we had when the motherfucking Opos came. We had our little route where we ran around the corner, hopped the motherfucking fence, ran through the field, and you know what I'm saying? And hopped in the car with the homie and smacked. Or some old, you know, we had some kind of route, you know what I'm saying? And nigga can remember, the cops were trying to remember the nigga, a nigga route, and you can see, I can remember them niggas grabbing from my, trying to grab my coat while I'm running through the field. From running through the field trying to shake motherfuckers and all that shit. So a nigga just had to put that shit in his songs because it really made motherfuckers fired up. But I was just like, you know, trying to tell my story just like I would come back and tell my niggas the next day after what happened.
You know
what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. You know, look, Spice, I told you this a long time ago, but I remember, man, you know, I was beat by the police in Louisiana the same kind of way Pop was. I tried to sue him, but I ain't get nothing out of the equation. But I remember having my last $20 one time. I went through a dice game, and I just heard somebody mention the 187 Hero record, you know, Spice and all y'all guys. My favorites of all time. But I remember losing that dice game. I had $10. We were still buying tapes. I went to the record store, got me a bag of weed, and we got that 187 me rope, man. I rolled out to that, man. So that's a beautiful thing, bro.
Man,
yeah,
I'm glad that shit like that have had niggas like you going to the store and getting that shit, because that just make a nigga wanna keep kicking this shit like I'm doing now. You know what I'm saying? As long as I'm you know, appealing to real niggas and motherfuckers is feeling that real shit, you know, I know to keep kicking it. You know what I'm saying? Otherwise, motherfucker wouldn't even really be kicking it like that, because I did the shit for my real niggas. Just because I just want niggas to feel me and shit. You know, a lot of niggas did it for the money. A lot of niggas did it for, you know, because they wanted, you know, for bitches or, you know what I'm saying, or whatever. But, nigga, I was just like, really, I just felt that I had to tell my story and you know, tell niggas like I said, the next day after some shit happened. And it's cool when a nigga, you know, because when I first started this shit, I was listening to other artists and I say, damn, that sound like the shit I did last night. You know, when I heard 6 in the morning from Ice-T. When I heard 6 in the morning from Ice-T, when he said fresh Adidas squeaking across my bathroom floor, you know what I'm saying? All of that shit, I remember doing that shit. So I'm like, man, I could do that same shit. You know what I'm saying? So it was just a really inspiration, and I was trying to inspire the next motherfuckers to spit some real shit so niggas can feel, you know, feel that shit.
Yeah, you sure have, man, because you always, in my eyes, you've always been one of my favorite rappers. Same with Pat too. You know what I'm saying? Because I used to live in Memphis, and Pat was that guy. He was that guy. You know what I'm saying?
That's my nigga too, though. That's my nigga.
And to be able to see him ride up the block or hanging in the hood, a regular motherfucker like I'm from up north, and see that. Yeah, because the shit was really happening though.
Yeah, nigga, got them roots. I mean, I've been, you know, nigga, be out. You know, I came. I was born out in Texas. You know what I'm saying? So I mean, a lot of cats from the South or the Midwest and all of that shit, I appeal to them because it's the same nigga that was born in that same area. I go back there. I remember I had, nigga, check this out, nigga. I remember I was 16.
Yeah.
And I had a record out with Too Short.
Yeah.
Called The Dangerous Crew.
And I
had to go to Texas. I had to go back to. I went to Texas to visit my family and, you know, the family reunion and stuff.
Yeah.
And I brought a few records back with me to Bryan, to Houston. You know what I'm saying? And you know, they was tripping. Like, nigga, you got a record with Too Short? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm 16 years old. You know what I'm saying? So them roots go back there. So when I come back out to Houston, I'll be running. I fuck with everybody from Pat to DJ Sprue. That was my nigga. You know what I'm saying? All them niggas, man. They was all my dudes. You know what I'm saying? I always went out there and still, you know, because I went out there before I was Spice One and fucked with the niggas. That's what was crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Man, so now you know in the South, man, we relate to your shit so much, Spice, man. It's like, man, shit, we know it's West Coast and the South, but we look at all that shit as one, because I swear, man, listen to your shit, I feel like you was a nigga in my neighborhood, you know what I'm saying?
That's what I was trying to take a nigga to.
A nigga feel you,
they hear you. When they hear you, they throw it out, I heard that shit. When they feel you, nigga rewind it, play it back, stick it, tell the next nigga about it, and spread, you know? That's a good game.
Man, a motherfucker tried to, you know what I mean, like back in the day, nigga didn't have, we didn't have YouTube and the internet and all of that shit, you know what I'm saying? Nope. I had to get up there and open up for NWA in front of a crowd of Oakland motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And they don't want to see me, nigga. They don't know who I was. They want to see NWA. Yeah. So you know they was talking shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Before I hit the stage, they was like, you know, who the fuck is this fake ass nigga? We talking hella shit. You know what I'm saying? So when I'm like, you know, well, I gotta change this whole crowd, and you know it was a big ass crowd because it's NWA, and they just did Boys in the Hood. And I had to change that whole crowd of haters into niggas that love me right there in front of my motherfucking face, right there in front of everybody. It wasn't on YouTube and no shit like that. I had to just do my shit right there. I had to change them niggas' minds right there. You know what I'm saying?
Spice, I love that part of the game right there. I like when they don't know and you show them. You know?
Yeah,
I love that's the whole point. I don't mind that. I like walking in when they don't know who this nigga is. Then you put it in their life.
Yeah, I
love that shit.
Like that's the shit though. You know, that's the whole thing of rap and hip hop, and that's the beauty of the shit. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah. Because everything is laid out for them up front. They got TV and radio for 3 months, then they come in there with that one song. They got that one song, you know. They can't come rock back to back, you know. Just live, you know, acapella, good game. But you know what I'm saying? They can't do that. They can't.
And these niggas be talking about they freestyling and shit, and they got Pro Tools. That's a fucking joke. You know what I'm saying? That's a motherfucking joke, nigga. Who anybody could fucking freestyle with Pro Tools, nigga? You know what I'm saying? But like they freestyled their whole album. Nigga, of course anybody can fucking freestyle Pro Tools. What about back in the day, nigga, when we had Reel to Reel and you couldn't
Reel to Reel,
you had to go back there. If we fucked up back in the day, nigga, in the studio, we had to go back and find a place where we fucked up, go back there, cut the reel, tape it back together, nigga, and start over. So every time you fucked up in the studio back then, niggas would look at you crazy. Like, nigga, you're fucking up. You supposed to know your shit all the way through. This shit's so easy for these niggas right now, it's ridiculous.
So basically, they just punched their whole album through. They just did a punch.
Hell yeah. All the way through the whole fucking shit. You know, just make up some shit while they standing there and shit. Oh, I'm going to say this. And then say they freestyled their album and shit. Like, nigga, come on, dude.
Yeah.
You're flat.
I remember this too, Long Spice. I used to hear this all the time, you know, and a whole lot between the South and the West, and I'm sure somewhere in the Midwest and the East Coast. But, you know, we had that Out the Trump gang. We used to hear it like this. You know, Spice got his deal based on selling like 60,000 records on the street comp, as well as a whole lot of cash. What I call this new game is like the digital dope game. You know, the mouse is the platinum pyrex. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly, right. Dude. Exactly. Nigga got to apply that same game to this. You got to hustle your shit. You know what I'm saying? And if, you know, if nigga know anything about being an entertainer at the same time, you gotta mix that shit right up in there. You gotta, you know, I gotta take the crowd, get my crowd fired up. You know what I'm saying? And give them some real D. Give my crack, give my teens some real motherfucking dope, and they'll love me forever. You know what I'm saying? Let me keep giving them that shit that's cut with that B12 and that bacon soda and shit. You know, niggas gonna they can deal with that for a minute, but they only gonna deal with it for a minute. You know what I'm saying? They gonna remember that straight dope though.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
You
would still be out there go right now today, right?
Hell yeah.
Right.
Go
back to it. Yeah, sure.
Who that, JT?
Yo, what's good?
JT, what up, homie? I know.
What's
hey,
going
what's up, man?
I just met a lot of people the other night on Facebook, huh?
Okay, what's up, my nigga? What's poppin',
man? What's happening? You know, man, rocking with players, man. I just seen a post today on Facebook that say, good music has no expiration date, like no time limit.
Yeah.
I'm like, hell yeah. You can go back and play that shit. Like, you know, I can stick anyone you niggas out in and I can just ride to it. The day was, you know,
that's
you go
real
all
shit,
the way
though.
Through. You go all the way
that's
through.
Real stuff, you know?
One thing we do know, our music will outlive us, man. You know what I'm saying? Because it ain't going no fucking way. They can get
right.
Tired, but they can't get rid of the music, man.
No, they can't get rid of
shit.
I work.
Like a lot of motherfuckers is 6 feet deeper, but their music is flying high with colors, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
niggas is flying high up in the clouds.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers remember every word they said and shit.
Every word. Yes, sir.
Music captures time, man. When you pop them old records in, it takes you right back to the moment when you used to bump that shit back in the day, man. It captures time, and that's what I used to play. Check a lot of memories. That's why I'm sitting on the phone with y'all and I'm tripping, because it's like I done been on both of y'all shit. Like, that shake with your mama gave you, nigga, that was a strip club anthem, you know what I'm saying?
All day long, man.
That was that shit right there. Hell yeah. You know,
that was
so
that shit, man.
Hell yeah.
That nigga did shake.
See, we become a threat to those people. We continue to do music. They can't spell that bullshit no more. So they try to make us old or irrelevant. Or, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But people still say that's all they can say. That's all they can do. But people still like, when you going to do something else, man? When you going to drop something? I'm going to give it to them. It's a demand for it. Fuck them haters over that, man. We keep riding. We keep mashing. We keep colliding. And watch, you know, that shit gonna come. It's gonna come, you know.
You know what's funny, man? This is funny. You know how when a motherfucker go out of the country, and you know, I just went to Europe last year. I went to Europe, and when I got off the plane, it was fans there with cameras and all my CDs.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So, and then you go there, and I did three shows with 3,000 fans at each show.
Yeah.
So, and I'm walking, and I'm the last show. I'm walking to the fucking to the stage, and it's 3,000 white motherfuckers talk about Spice One, screaming that shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? When I seen the venue that they was gonna have me do the show in, I got scared for the promoter. until I got there, and that motherfucker was packed.
Yes, sir.
I come back home to the U.S. and walk through Walmart, and it's like nothing ever happened.
Right. Yeah, right.
That's some crazy shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
So it's like these motherfuckers is just spoiled out here, man. They see us all the time, you know.
That's what it is.
They just spoiled, man. You motherfucker know the impact that he made in the U.S. and on the rest of the world when he lead the country.
Right.
Exactly.
Man.
That part right there.
Yeah. Well, they talk to me like this. It's like how it was in the 80s. You know, we had the Cyndi Laupers, and I remember at one time all the black guys was on MTV with Michael Jackson and Prince. But
yeah.
I was talking. Virgil Carter from No Limit, P guy, that's a good fight in the mind. Virgil say bleed, you know, after the 80s came the gangster shit in the 90s. So, you know, it's a reversible clock, you know what I mean? So I look at that new music as that 80s music, and we got a rebirth where we set in stone a long time ago to be continued, you know?
Real spit, man. Real spit. Because, I mean, it's like the whole fucked up part of the rap game right now is that the real shit is damn near irrelevant. You know what I'm saying? It's like motherfuckers spit some real shit, niggas look at them crazy.
Yeah, right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. Well, that's a conspiracy, man. That's what the people at the top of this pyramid, that's what they want, because niggas like us was turning these niggas into real soldiers. They didn't want that. They want these with their wrist bent.
They want niggas to walk around looking like clowns.
Soldiers, you know?
Right.
And they want to push their products, and they want to use these niggas to sell their products.
They want us to walk around looking like clowns, and they want niggas to do dances. The dances that they do with their songs is bitch dances.
Those are female dances. Yes,
like that shit. Ain't no nigga gonna make her do that shit. What nigga does that? What nigga snaps his fingers and shakes his ass?
The last black African American I knew with a name like Tootie was the neighborhood beggar. You know what I'm saying?
Tootie, man, that just show you
where that shit headed, man. That's that new world bullshit. I ain't with that shit. I don't represent it.
Hell no, that's all right, my nigga.
Fuck that other shit.
Yeah, man, that's why, nigga, you know, all of us, everybody on the phone, you know what I'm saying, nigga, we all just gonna, let's just keep this shit real, man, for these youngsters, because they don't know. Let's just keep trying to fucking tell them, dude. Let's just keep trying to put it into their brain and let these niggas know what the fuck is really real, you know what I'm saying, and, I mean, real shit, man.
Slow clear, you still standing right here, man. You know, we just got to be here. You know, keep going. Because, you know, we cater to our fans, and, you know, hopefully we extend to these New Yorkers. But niggas our ages ain't even really going to buy nothing because they ain't got access to us. They don't know where you niggas been. But we ain't got that machine. But, you know, like I keep trying to stress, with this internet and this internet radio and the way we can do it, you know, we can do it. I mean, it's a way. Cause that's all they're doing is you make a bunch of college niggas to hit them buttons. They even put things together to hate on a nigga. When you put something new out, they got niggas to go with. Oh, that's some bullshit. That's some bullshit.
Yeah.
You know
that hell yeah, that's some bullshit.
Like, I put something on WorldStar a couple of days ago, right? And it's like the motherfuckers, they don't even get it. They were like, man, what the fuck? I was looking for the hoe. But then it'll be some real nigga that grew up with the music, like, you got Jay fucked up, nigga, better than I was, you know? So our people still out there. I know this. You know, I'm on this shit every motherfucking day, man, tweeting and Facebook and talking to these motherfuckers, you know, booking these shows. You know, we at them. We fighting a good fight. But, you know, that unity, you know, our unity, I think that's going to be vital. That's important, you know?
Putting this music out there.
And, you know, I think the collaborations is necessary. I believe that. That's just my opinion. I think so.
I think the main thing we need to tell these little niggas, man, the youngsters, like, you know, the 16 and even the 20-year-old niggas, we need to maybe make them make the motherfuckers go back to their history and respect that shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Just like they made us go back and respect and read about Martin Luther King and certain major black figures and shit. They need to go back and realize who the fuck we are, dude. And realize that it was us, and we're the reason, we the fucking reason that these niggas have any of this shit, dude.
Right.
Yes. And if they don't go back and peep the game, then they ain't gonna get ahead. They gonna be on some other shit. You know what I'm saying?
And that's where they at right now, because the man behind the desk telling them all, fuck that shit. Them niggas, they irrelevant. They not doing shit. Yeah, they do everything. But that shit still standing, though. You know what I'm saying? The truth is forever live up for a moment. That shit gonna get exposed, but then we're gonna have a bunch of lost little motherfuckers, you know? bunch of lost motherfuckers. I'm where they at now. They fucked up right
man,
now.
Man, what they don't understand is that we real niggas. We real niggas,
right.
First of all. And what we do is improvise and adapt. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They fucking with some real niggas. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
we adapt to this shit. We'll fucking maneuver our way through all of this shit, nigga, and figure out everything and still get money. You know what I'm saying? They cannot stop us, dude. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
if they don't
want to
roll with us, fuck them. You know what I'm saying? But if we some real niggas, and we that's what we doing. We real niggas.
Amen.
We maneuvering our way through this motherfucking game, and we still getting our money
right
no matter
now.
What the fuck they say, dude. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Cause you know why? Cause this is the man, and we got fans. This is the man for all of us, dude. That's how I know that's a damn. You know how I know that? Because I went to Europe, and it was 3,000 motherfuckers at the concert. So I mean, just nigga, they got all y'all shit. Everybody on this phone, they got all our shit out of the country, and they playing the fuck out of it. And if any of us leave this country, nigga, we gonna get paid.
Hell yeah, they been doing that. They always here on some real shit. Hell
yeah, you know what it is. You know what I'm saying? The U.S. is just first of all, these motherfuckers just spoiled because they see us all the time.
Yeah.
You know, they ain't tripping. You know what I'm saying? They see us riding through motherfucking streets all day, every day. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So
jumping
I mean,
out,
but
right.
When we go to out the country, it's a different story. You know what I'm saying? But we still relevant out in this motherfucker too, and that just show how strong we is because we've been in this motherfucking game for over 20 years. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. I tell them niggas my career old enough to drink liquor, man.
Hell yeah.
Older than some of you niggas. You know, I put records out. The niggas wasn't even born yet. But still, we still here. And the music is still. Oh, man.
Yeah, real shit.
Yeah, man. And just like you said, Spice overseas, see, they can appreciate it more than the guys over here, because even like we take shots at the young crowd and the young generation for their choices on shit, but it'd be a lot of guys from my era. You know, I'll be 36 this year, so I ain't too far, or if not the same age as some. You know, I come up listening to y'all music.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like if you was in the 12th grade, I probably was in the 8th grade. Or, you know what I'm saying? Like so,
yeah.
we come up listening to it.
Yeah.
But I catch guys my age that say, oh, we don't listen to the why you always listening to that oh how the hell are you gonna be from my same era and calling this music old school anyway?
Exactly.
You done already lost
exactly.
me because I can't it's right. hard for me to listen to the shit that my kids like to listen to. For real.
Yeah.
Like it's all four of y'all on here right now. I got a favorite song of each and every last one of y'all, and every time I hear it, no matter where I'm at, even if I'm thinking about what's going on today, it's always gonna take me back to a time and a place, an era,
right.
a feeling. 1993, 92.
I mean,
yeah, you know what I'm saying? And that's how you
still.
Preserve your history. Y'all music helps us relive
right.
our history because
right.
if I got a dead homie and all we used to listen to was Jealous Got Me Strapped, every time
yeah.
I hear that song, my homeboy live on because I listen to that song every day with this
that's
nigga.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, real
right.
spit. Real spit.
Right.
And Spice, you one of them guys that I had a gang of, so I looked at you the same way I looked at Pac, like two of the dopest
yeah.
motherfuckers, and that's just my opinion. Motherfuckers can say, oh, I done been on Facebook pages and they like list your top five, and I done went to battle with motherfuckers because they want to get mad because I put you in top
right.
three. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
But, you know what I'm saying? That's my
yeah,
opinion.
I mean, it's fucked up when motherfuckers try to hate on that shit because, I mean, you know, it's cold because a nigga put in work. You know what I'm saying? That first album that I dropped, that motherfucker went, I think we sold like 900,000 copies, damn near a million copies of that shit right off the back. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Within 2 weeks. In 2 weeks.
Right.
And I was on there by myself.
Yeah,
you know
man.
What I'm saying? I mean,
no,
had no features and shit.
No features.
You know what I'm
no,
saying?
So,
I mean, motherfuckers can't be hating on a nigga, and you know what I'm saying? A nigga done put in all that work. You know what I'm saying? I'm speaking for myself because I'm alive right now. You know what I'm saying? I done been shot
right,
and everything
right.
in this motherfucker. So I'm speaking
yeah,
for myself like another person who would speak on me if I was dead right now after I got shot. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
yeah,
I done put in so much work, it's ridiculous, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? And I got so many songs I done put in. All my real niggas I fuck with niggas that ain't even known. I just go do songs with niggas just because. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right.
I'm getting in. You know what I'm saying? So for a nigga
right.
to hate on me, and it's 20 years later, and I'm still relevant, and for a nigga to say some funny shit about me is just a straight some straight hater ass shit. You know what I'm saying? So to any motherfuckers who's listening and who got any hater shit to say about Spice One, go do your motherfucking history. And if you got any hater shit to say about any of these niggas on that phone, on this phone right now or on this show, go do your motherfucking history, man. Because everybody that's rapping that's new right now sound like us.
All these
niggas. You know what I'm saying? And we ain't smashing for no respect and shit like that, but because it should be given from the jump. You know what I'm saying? And on some other shit, man, I love when real niggas get on the phone and chop it up like this, man, and spit real shit, because these niggas need to know, man. Motherfuckers can't be out there all game goofy and shit, you know what I'm saying, on what real niggas, on the work that real niggas done put in over the years, you know?
Man, damn right. No doubt. That's up. Yeah, you know, it was told to me like this here, man. When you put a record on, that record don't say I'm 3 years old or 83 years old. You know, time is music. You know what I'm saying?
Shit. We still listening to Otis Redding. Music is immortalized. Just like that album, I dropped the album called Immortalized. That's why I called it that. You know what I'm saying? This shit is, we are immortalized in time, dude. So 20 years from now, niggas, somebody gonna be listening to your shit like they listening to Otis Redding right now. You know what I'm saying?
Or listening to it like they listening to whoever is out at that time. You know what I'm saying? Because it's a lot of new guys out. But I still choose to listen to Spice One or a Ghetto Boys album or y'all came through the era when we had categories of rap music. So if you wanted the hardcore gangster shit, you had certain cats. If you want that pimp shit, you can go pimp that album in. If you want to hear the Mac shit, you know, it ain't none of that now. It's just like a blend, a whole bunch of who gonna sound the best or who gonna say the most stupidest shit. And they put a gay agenda in that shit too. You know what I'm saying?
Let me cut you off for a second, real quick. Spice, one sec. I just want to make sure to tell everybody. 2 days ago, Cocaine just dropped Shut the Fuck Up and Cut the Check. Tell them about that real quick, Cocaine.
Yo.
Oh.
Are you there?
Yo.
Yeah.
Where, man?
Yeah, we got to tell them about that.
Hey, nigga, I need to borrow like
$100,000. What up, comrades? Big ups, man, after 2014, all my comrades.
What's up,
shit
you gonna drop, man?
What's up, man? January 14th. Check this out, man. January 14th, I dropped it via my label, Buddy Boy Entertainment. It's called Shut the Fuck Up and Cut the Check. You dig? As long as all of us been working on this phone, we ain't talking no more. Nigga, shut the fuck up and cut the check. You're talking too much. You bitch.
You did?
And plus, we throwing a contest.
That's my nigga right there, boy.
Plus, we throwing this here contest, you know, for everybody out there. You know, I got to plug the promo.
That's that Bossolini talk right there, nigga.
But that project came out, and I need all my, you know, comrade support, because it's been a long time coming. And first, you know what I'm saying, all bull aside, I want to thank God for everything in the family and plus my comrades. So,
right on.
You know, I'm right here. Shut the fuck up, cut the check. Just came out.
Hell yeah.
That shit is hot.
Yeah, that's
what
it is.
Well, go ahead and tweet it or Facebook the link. And, you know, I'm going to like and share. You know, I don't mind doing it. I love real shit. That's JT Money. Go ahead and tweet it so I can tweet it. You know, Prez, you know what to do.
Yeah, for sure, man. I appreciate all that love. And vice versa on y'all shit, too, you know. That's what I'm talking about. We fellowshipping and unity is stronger than ever right now. You did?
Hell yeah. Real shit.
I just want to call in and say salute real quick. You know what I'm saying? To my comrades, I've been listening for like 15 minutes, blowing on some of this Girl Scout cookies. You did? Hey, talk that shit to me, man. TC Young is mad because they, hey, right. Man, they got the, some of them got them elbows on the table. You dig that?
Yep. Hell yeah. Yep.
Yep. You know what I'm saying? Well, like, come on, man, don't get tattooed, baby. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That nigga crazy.
Yeah,
but
my
love
and respect
is the
little
fuck. Yeah, salute.
Hey, Chico, let's
leave,
nigga.
Hell yeah, you know what it is. Hey, we got to get it in, my nigga. You know what
I'm saying?
Shit,
everybody,
we gotta hit him with one
everybody
time.
On this motherfucking phone, let's leave. It's 20 motherfucking 14. What?
Yeah.
So
keep rocking that shit,
nigga.
And we still here. And we still here.
Yeah. Hey, God is good. I'm trying to tell you.
All the time.
You good?
It's set. Everything you guys did is set in stone. Set in fucking stone.
Sir.
And we're
hell
here
yeah.
to do it. People like myself and Mac J, we're here to archive it. I want to thank you guys for even being a part of this shit because not many motherfuckers are willing to come together and do this. You know what I'm saying? And this is what it's going to take. So salute to every single one of you guys, man. Real talk.
All right.
Same
to
you.
That's what's up.
To you, too. Yeah, that's good looking. Yeah, I gotta get up out of here. Much love, y'all. Y'all know where to find me. I know where to find y'all. I love y'all. God bless y'all. In a minute.
Love, brother. Yeah.
Peace, Cocaine.
Yeah, thanks to Cocaine for taking the time out, man. You know, chop it up with the legends, man.
Let me
shit,
Cocaine. Okay.
Hey, JT, you still there, JT? Hey, you just dropped Hustling. You just dropped the video Hustling, man. I'm going to play it real quick, then we're going to take a little break. Explain this song in the video, man. Tell everybody where they can see it at and shit.
Yeah, well, the song is Hustling. You know, it's off my Morning Wood CD. I just put that up online on BossmanInc.com. You know, it's about me still in the game, you know, from 25 years ago, you know. We hustling, we grinding, we still out here today. But the lyrics going to speak for themselves. When I go to speaking to these niggas, I head crack while niggas roll dicks, you know. you know, it's on WhatsApp, it's on YouTube, you know, just JT Money, fuck with it. It's good
there
game,
go,
though.
Awesome.
And I call a CD Morning Wood because it's hard as fuck.
There we go.
That's Morning
up.
Wood.
There it is.
Yep.
JT Money, rocking with my nigga Church Boy. You don't know? It ain't safe for you niggas out here. We coming. You heard?
Oh, we have to go.
Don't know.
Hey,
that right.
Oh, we grinding.
Get him.
now he ain't got nothing for you. They try to downplay me, like I ain't give them game. Like I can come out anytime I wanna do the same. Fuck what I am in the bottom, straight me if you got a problem. Whatever it is, them little kids you run with ain't gon' solve them. I put you niggas on, then you try to play me. I hit the A because you faggot niggas couldn't pay me. Now I'm in the old at the firm on that church, boy. So many things you suckers plan gon' get you hurt, boy. Unofficial niggas, they think they run the game, but I'm on a different page, so they stay out my lane.
Everybody knows. They call it a supporter, you must head on. Hiding the rest of them, sitting in my phantom. Waiting when I roll by, gripping on my cannon. Leave the town brown like a nigga named Shannon. No matter how they say it, it's about perfect planet. Bottom to the top, little lady got a tenant. Everything moving, ain't no rules, I'm too menace. Four level talent, ain't no competition. Ask my nigga Spice, we a murder opposition. Boss little rookie, ever heard of my position? I'm running the show, you don't know, then just listen. Number one pick, got the number one spot. Let off shots for the champion. Nigga won't stop until I see confetti drop daily. I'm doing what can be done.
Radio's heated up at 49, living the game, trying to get more playtime, trying to gain territory, shaking the guards left, right, you can't ignore me when I'm playing the game, I never sit on the bench, I'm in the game, even when the defense trying to pinch, I'm a nigga little lazy bone, for the price one, you can never go wrong, strategize and shot, call in, when I put the pick in that ass and football in, a referee, he'll be throwing the flag, cause I be killing the game when I roll up a rag jack with the top damn throat, you see me in the convertible, you on the sidelines, just watching me while I'm serving you.
Is Haters Nightmare, and that's the you know, that's the second single. The first single is Ghetto Star. You know, we just pushing the shit, you know what I'm saying, on some independent shit with my label Thug World. We got doing the distribution through my
hello? Somebody's phone.
In Grooves. We got In Grooves. So, I mean, we just, shit, man, we got the distribution, we got the label, niggas just pushing the shit, man, you know, it's me just doing this shit, you know what I'm saying, it's all Spice One, as far as me just out here trying to get it popping, man, you know, I got the videos done, and, you know what I'm saying, just out here working, man, you know what I'm saying, doing features, mm-hmm. fucking with my real niggas and shit, and, you know, just getting it in.
Yeah,
y'all was ripping that on the program. Hell yeah. Those niggas was ripping that motherfucker. That's what I'm going to say. I want to hear that some more. I gotta hear that again.
the videos is too, man. The video was hot. You know what I'm saying? All of this, we are all to drop it all on the 28.
We got someone else calling in. I'm not sure exactly. I'm just going to let them introduce themselves. Hey, welcome to Murder Master Music Show. Who is this?
What's happening? I was going to lay you niggas down on the ground, you know what I'm saying? Thought it was a dice game jumping off over there or something.
Hey, it's in a dice game.
I know Spice got that mug. I know Spice got a pocket full of change right now.
Yeah, you know, I got like $100,000 in my pocket right now, man. You know what I'm saying? But
that's a cold lick right there, baby. What's happening?
Sebo.
What's that ball up?
Ball head mad in the flesh, baby.
What's up, big bro? It's lit, bro. What's up?
Bleed the block. What's happening?
Chilling, man. That's a beautiful thing, man. We were just talking about you earlier, man. It's good you popped up. Hell yeah.
I said, man, I heard some gangsters hanging out on the same block. You know I had to come fuck around.
Come through and fuck with that nigga. That's what we're talking about.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. What's happening with y'all, man? What y'all got up, man?
You know we over here. Go
ahead, Spike.
Nah, I was just telling Bo. I'm like, nigga, we overdue, man. We got to get it in, baby.
Oh, man, I just walked in the lab, man. I'm in the lab right now.
Yes, sir.
This is my nigga on the phone right there, nigga. And everybody on, hey, all y'all niggas listening, bitch, that's my nigga Sheepo, the motherfucking bald-head nut, nigga, on the motherfucking phone with your nigga, with your boy Spice Boss, with Fetty Chico, shit, Milty, and his motherfucking... We got riders in this bitch, JT Money, everybody in this motherfucking, man.
That's
nigga, Young Bleed. We had cocaine, Gangsta Pat.
JT Money, where's happening?
What's up, we're here,
okay.
Yeah, we out here.
That's happening right there. Hey, you know what? We all need to get on the motherfucking cut together, man.
It's just me and Pat. We got to get it in for real.
I'm relating
the stuff, man, with all that phone after this, man. That's what's up. Hey, we need to make sure niggas got the phone and kick everybody's email in this motherfucker.
Right on. That's what got to happen, man. We got to get it. We got to get it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Get on all corners of the game right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Hit me up, man. Every one of y'all here, this is Prez. Everyone, hit me up, and I'll get that shit to you guys. You guys want
to
see numbers or something? If you guys give me permission, I'll do it. Make it happen, man.
That's
some fucking hits.
Yeah, that gotta happen,
bro.
Hey, that gotta
happen. 2014, man. Shit, it's time to come together, man. You know what I'm saying? To make this shit work in our favor, man. Get these young motherfucking weirdos out the way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You
know?
That's what it is, man. You know? These niggas ain't loyal. You know what I'm saying? They don't pay homage to the G's that started this shit. You know what I'm saying? Until you pop up in their face, then they want to act like, you know what I mean? Oh, yeah, whatever, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah,
that's it, that burned me up.
You know?
That shit burned me up. They be like, yeah, you know, they act like they love you. And as soon as you walk off, niggas like, fuck you. They be quoting the wrong shit and everything. Yes, sir.
Niggas are funny, man.
Yeah, man.
What's up? Fuck it.
Hey, I want to play a song real quick. Sebo, this is Will You Cry at My Funeral, man. I want to thank you, you know what I'm saying, while I got you on the line for letting me put this on the Murder Master Music Show mixtape, my brother. I appreciate
that. It's all good, man. It's all good. Just when I die, cry at my funeral for me, homie. Let
you
me
got
feel
hey, unless I go first, you never know. But here it is.
It's a banger, too. UGS for life.
I told you niggas, fans couldn't hold me. They wanna control me, streets wanna mold me. But it's only one cowboy, nigga. These other niggas is imitators. I'm the originator. Where do we go from here, big Ike? I know. Straight to the bank, my nigga. Now where they cry at my funeral? Nigga pull the triggers, making that murder count rise. Off that old English 8-ball, all 16 ounce tall. Come through with that 38 and fuck them all. Yelling out my name, then my set like fuck them all. I'm only 4 years old, they need 5 feet tall. Just a young low, big homie, they put me on. Think of that wet and a burner, and I'm gonna get them gone. Hit them up with the two fingers spreaded, letting off that chrome. But I start off 22, yeah, we can get it on. And then nigga out front, then I'm popping it at his dome. As soon as the body drop, we hit the gas and we gone. Celebrate death.
like la-di-da. So close, squeeze triggers just to get ahead. There's no sweat off the competition if a nigga dead. So I keep my phone this top. This block full of rock. But young hitters working off in the spot. Come through if you want to on that bullshit. And the homies will give you a full clip. Even if it means life off in the bullpen. Minutes to society, riding for respect. Ain't no stopping us once we slide with the tech. When it slide, we jet. No unity in my community. So we out there pulling licks at every opportunity. They say it's murder with impunity. Till I got away to 36 with a kickstand. It's all they gon' do. Now with me, the cannons have me looking like tears in the limelight. The piss in they balls end up in they draws. Like tunas in the deep sea up against stars. Niggas supposed to be thugs, now they looking for PD. But these pussy niggas here about to get DP. Packs in the cannons, semis and bananas. Fucking with the guard block mansion. Bullies that have them dancing. I'm talking wilder than dreadheads. Living on the block, I do them niggas like dreadheads. Cats gon' drop, sticking mercy in the morgue. Cause I'ma lead a scene of controversy for the court. You can say I'm professional. You only see my face when it's time for the pressure. Low, give these niggas a taste of gunpowder in their face. Another first 48 unsolved murder case.
Difference between what you faggots are listening to and what real music is. And I don't give a fuck. I said it. I don't give a fuck. Hey, man, let me bring back on some real artists. Young Bleed.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? JT Money.
Yeah, man.
Spice One.
Right on.
Bo Loke. Sebo. You know what I'm saying?
I know.
That song was crazy. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy.
Yeah,
it's
been a big
salute, man.
Definitely.
I'm about to try to go get it in right now. You
getting
ready to go in there right now? Drop some.
Yeah, I hear this shit.
Hey, Bo, before you go, what do you got coming out? You got an album, mixtape, or?
Well, shit, I had just dropped a mixtape, man. I Am Gangsta Rap, Volume 1. But I'm working on this album right now. Almost finished with it, but, you know, you never done until shit due date comes. So I'm calling that reinstated, you know what I'm saying? You know, so, you know, coming back, you know, they bring a nigga back all the time. But shit, you know. I really want to get all my niggas that's online right now on that record,
yep.
You know what I mean?
Right on.
It'll be a blessing, you feel me?
With
Bleed and Spice, you know, I never had a chance to work with JT Money, even though I'm a fan of his music, you know what I'm saying? You know, straight up, you know, he always, you know, came right. So, shit, you know, all of us on the same track, man.
Shoot
that's a blessing. Yeah. Yeah.
Let's go.
Shoot me something.
That's
what I'm talking about.
I would love to put it a visual to it. You know what I mean? Because, you know, we can do music, but
right.
I want visual to it. Everybody can go to their hood and shoot their part and do their
yeah.
part or whatever, however they want to do it. Man, I think that'll wake them up.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
That will. That's some good game.
That's what the fuck I'm talking about.
You know?
That's
yeah.
my shit.
I'm ready. I've been home about a year out the feds, but shit, nigga, I'm ready.
Yeah, man. Look, let me add this to the plate, man. For those that don't know about a Bo, man, I tell Bo, they have a lot of favorite rappers. I met this nigga come way from North California all the way to the South and picked me up personally. So they call up Big Brother and Lil Bro, man. We ride 90 days straight, so that's my loved one as well as everybody on this record, man. But I appreciate it that way back in 2004-05. He was in the pen then, called me from the pen. I finished the record before he come home, and it's been on ever since. So, yeah,
I reviewed that Murder Dog, man. All that
When I started a magazine, I was in the studio. My cousin and them, some producers back home, bought me a magazine, and it was a picture of Sebo and Yuckmouth in it, and he was saying some of the few cats that he wanted to work with. So he's a true man on the man that is, my name was in that bun, so I sorted him out till I found him. Didn't know, you know, that he was incarcerated at the time, but he made whatever efforts from a jailhouse to get me on the three-way and made sure this went down. So, you know, I respect that and appreciate that, Big Bro, all the way around.
That's some clear ass shit right there. That's real shit, man. That's real shit.
Yeah, man.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, man. I ain't gonna hold y'all up, man. You know, I got a session right now. You know what I'm saying? But hey, man, let's do it, man. I'm saying, you got my email right, Prez?
Oh yeah, I got it all. I got it all, brother.
Yeah, shoot it to homies for me. Let them get the email and send me a tester email just so I can lock y'all emails in and shit. We just go at it.
Yeah, it is. Yes, sir.
I get back at y'all niggas with my phone number and all that shit so we can stay in contact and just, you know, start popping, man. Fuck.
That's what's up. Hey, bro.
Let's make this happen. Hell yeah. Take care, brother.
All right,
brother.
All right,
money. Yeah. All right, Spice. All right, please. I get with y'all.
Okay, bro.
One love.
Yes, sir.
I'm finna bounce up out of here too, man. Shit, you know, motherfuckers know, man, that the sideline's gonna be out with the video, January 28th. You know what I'm saying? On Thug World and shit. Check it out. Click on iTunes or just go to one of my websites and you know, you probably catch that shit from there. So, you know what I'm saying? It's on, you know what I'm saying? We're getting it in. You know what I'm saying? Respect everybody out here, you know what I'm saying? What's left, everybody sit on. Hey, I mean, doing y'all shit, we gonna do this email shit, man, so we can send each other tracks and get it in.
Yeah.
Yeah, take care,
Spice.
All right, man, I'm out.
Well, okay, yeah. Spice, move, bro.
Hey, Bleed, we got your song on that Walter Payton. I want to play that real quick. Tell everybody about that.
Yeah, man, it's ironic that Spice just did the sidelines, man. Y'all got a single call on my Walter Payton, pretty much. Mentioning the same thing, being an old school of Hall of Fame with legendary status in the game. So it's like coming back to the game, being a duffel bag boy instead of the football. We running with that bag, man. So y'all check this out. New single from Young Bleed on my Walter Payton, bro.
Live it up.
Yeah.
Bro. He's just a lot.
Whoa, it's going on. It's right, you heard me. Young Bleed, the homie diamond dog. Call me sweetness, the peace, the chain. Lacing up my pair of cleats on my way to the goddamn gang. That can't explain, got homies, that gang bang. No thing, I ain't huffing to the beast, that bang. Got sweets and flame, running through the streets, I claim. SBR, camouflage, out the Jeep, no stains to the world, I came. Hopping over beats, complain, insane membrane. In the summer heat, with jank, say man, it's strange. Grass under my feet, restrained. I shake them off like a boss dog from breaking the goddamn paint. I put in pain like rain. I'm on the strange change, flipping the ball. You make the call, it's a goddamn shame. No silicone, but yes, got cellophane to wrap this shit on. What the fuck? No silicone. Yeah, I got it good and got it off the stuff. But hustlers and gangsters that's fucking with it off the chip. I'm on my Walter Payton. I'm on my Walter Payton. I'm on my Walter Payton. Y'all know that Walter Payton. Yo, peep this, just with me. That's what that is. Huff the years going hard all day. Blood, sweat, and tears, homie. I'm on my Walter Payton. I'm on my Walter Payton. I'm on my Walter Payton. Y'all know that Walter Payton. Let's keep this, no secret. That's what that is. Huff the years going hard all day. Blood, sweat, and tears, baby. Right. I'm on my Super Bowl. Shuffle the bar. Whoa. And the duffer like I'm using no muscle. The heart. And the hustle, nigga. The bomb by yard, the law. And the struggle, swear to God. Like clock across the yard. You in trouble, nigga.
the cane flipper, out the bag to a zag zipper, the rain dripper, jet lag off the ag, nigga, I'm back with you, you can tell the way I act with you, whoop gang, so off the chain, we flipping crack, figure, mercy, search me, I hope you bought a match with you, scratch with you, some dumb guard shit, a batch with you, purple, open the cabbage and the patch with you, ripping it, kissing the pound, but more like Jack Ripper, Jack Tripper, Mark and Mindy, you gon' have to say who sent me that nigga, Pop McKinley High School, that's Penny, Fat Simmy, the tech is on the track with me, Black Remy, Tommy Dorsett, Vets and Max, I'm on my Walter Payton, I'm on my Walter Payton, I'm on my Walter Payton, y'all know that Walter Payton, your peep is the sweetness, that's what that is, hustle years going hard all day, blood, sweat, and tears, homie, I'm on my Walter Payton, I'm on my Walter Payton, I'm on my Walter Payton, y'all know that Walter Payton, let's keep this no secret, that's what that is, hustle years going hard all day, blood, sweat, and tears, baby, you know me. I'm on my Walter Payton, I'm on my Walter Payton, I'm on my Walter Payton. I'm on my Walter Payton, I'm on my Walter Payton, I'm on my Walter Payton. Y'all know that Walter Payton.
That being from the Shy Man, shout out to Walter Payton. I'm glad you made that song, man. That's... because right now I'm feeling 1986 Super Bowl, you know what I'm saying? And that, we need that we need that shit in the city of Chicago. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
We need the fucking Bears to win that shit. So thank you for honoring Walter Payton in that song. JT Money, that was like your song, Miami's Heat, the way you did that, man. I like how you guys flipped those songs, man. This shit's crazy.
Right on. Fish, man. It's in the game, bro. Yes.
You know? Mm-hmm. But, shit, man, everybody's been hanging around, man. I appreciate you guys. I know you guys probably got things to do. But I'm going to get everybody inbox me your emails, man, and I'm going to send out an email. Let's make this happen. Let's show these motherfuckers what needs to be done. You know what I'm saying? We can make it happen. So I want to thank you guys for calling. You know what I'm saying? Much appreciated.
Yeah, appreciate
all the players on here. JT Money, one love, though. Make sure you shoot me some of them emails, that music, because I'm ready to rock and roll. You're...
Yeah,
oh,
yeah. Yes, sir.
All right, brother. All right, y'all players be easy. Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year.
Yes, sir.
Hell yeah, man. There's some legendary shit going on. We had a lot of people in here, Mac J. It's just been fucking crazy. You know what I'm saying?
And leave you speechless, man. When you can sit here and chop the game with the guys that you grew up listening to, and they still rocking hot shit, man.
Hot,
I don't understand why it ain't an avenue for the guys that paved the way that's still doing it. Now, some of the older guys might decide they don't want to do it no more. That's fine and dandy. But for the ones that still making music and bringing it out here, why ain't no avenue for that? Everybody else go on fucking tour.
Yeah,
shit,
right.
I'm ready for one of them tours because I know there's people out here that will show up, but who gonna set it up?
Man.
I guess it's up to us to set it up. Man. You know,
I'll
the ones that really love
have
it.
To drive to.
Yeah, man.
And spend my last dollar. Just
if the Rolling Stones still touring, or if the Rolling Stones still touring, Aerosmith, Guns and Roses, why the fuck 95
fucking years old or some shit. He's still out there playing better than guitar than 90% of these motherfuckers. If he can do it, fucking Goldberg can do it.
Exactly. Why Young Bleed ain't still coming to St. Louis on a regular when they used to.
They're in their early 40s, but they're in their 30s. They're mid and early 30s. I mean, there's no reason. I'm seeing dudes getting slept on. I'm going to play something for you, Bleed. Since you're on the phone, I want you to hear this shit. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
This is one of the true pioneers of the city of Chicago. This is our brother, the Bad Black. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And, you know what I'm saying? I want you to hear this shit, and then you tell me why a motherfucker like this just ain't everywhere. Just check this out. Be right back.
Okay.
put it down for my set. If a nigga try snitching, watch him get his ass wet.
I'ma go get my own cane. Got an ace on my back with a hex on my back. Sick of fighting, trying to get next on the pack. Gotta be a life for me better than that. Gotta try to get more better than that. Swinging on the block with high speed. Cops come up, we hide here. They got a scroll, hammers on the pole. Now we got a slang on side street. The pen is the market where they stock brothers. The grave is the place where they drop others. Look at that cop trying to pop brothers. I swear to God, I hate them motherfuckers. Me and my daddy don't talk no more. My granny's so sick and can't walk no more. Get stopped with a G on a 233. It ain't finna get caught no more with a Glock. Getting charged, listening to pop shit. I got a rap, so I'm itching to pop shit. Y'all motherfuckers ain't finna stop shit, huh? Gun clip keeping extra. Dear mom hit me with a lecture. He said a change won't come like the great Sam Cooke, but I'm dealing with too much pressure. You would never ever find a man Mozilla. My background states that I'm a drug dealer. Beat on my chest like a fucking gorilla. Like it or not, I'm a son of a killer.
Yeah.
I'm pimpish, man. Them niggas too soft, wimpish, man. Like a prosthetic leg, limpish, man. I keep a grizzly with a nigga like Memphis, man.
That's right.
I get the most pussy. Where a nigga spit game and approach pussy. For sure, pussy. That glow pussy. I got a bitch more tighter than roach pussy. Shorter looking chic and elegant. Bitch more thicker than a pregnant elephant. Haters ain't allowed in my atmosphere. Game more colder than a pack of beer. People might say my flow's immoral. Designing these hoes like I work for Floral. Instructing these hoes with a pimp tutorial. I got a bitch that'll take anal and oral. She catch every drop, none drip to her waist. I got that $1 million sperm and she got expensive taste. I don't wanna have to ike a bitch, but I'll strike a bitch. Joe Jack beat down me a mic a bitch. Air ones to the head, kick Nike a bitch. I got G's that'll pitchfork strike a bitch.
Say it again, well, come on. Say it again, say it again. I dare you, say it again, say it again. If you a brave motherfucker, ain't afraid, motherfucker. Say it again.
Club and a slut, mean muggin'. Even though you on parole, let him know you still thuggin'. Talk that, he ain't scared, back up, throw your set. If that faggot try snitchin', then make his ass wet. I bet demolition model is to get sucker. Catch him comin' out the club, hit him in his dick, sucker. Wow, we put fast shots in bitch ass mask. I let some slugs rip through his flesh and make his bitch ass rock. Now army, get an army when you step up the test. I'll give you in your unit of Columbia next time. I'm a Mississippi born up. Chi-town reside up. Off of a Trojan division, I'm a west side up. You acting all hard cause you think it's a thug day. I got bullets about a foot long and ain't talking about subway. You see your mom about to open his mouth. When you approach him, don't choke him. Knock his bitch ass out and tell him, say it again. Stones, travelers, foes, breeds, and unknowns. Mafia, CBDs, and the souls. Sires of beasts. If old Khaled decides to sold hood. Wild hunting, Fifth City, Inglewood. Elder K-Town, whole city goes down. Murder Chief, South Sea, Motown. Fuck town up north, they go hard. Catfish, nigga, can't swim with a shark. If you don't want a problem, nigga, don't start. More to everybody in Humboldt Park. I'm under the five, but it's my five pillars. Demolition ready, so who gonna ride with us? Hating ass niggas don't wanna collide with us. I got 100 niggas and 95 killers. Shine to know who real and who's fake. Niggas at war like Iraq and Kuwait. Better say a prayer, man, before it's too late. Catch a flesh full of holes like a fucking Q state. I'm a certified nigga with street and gun proof. Better
on a nigga head and into a sunroof. Shout out my nigga Taurus, that's where you at, baby girl, bring the chorus. Miracle gift, and yo, I make no apology.
Not at all.
I'll puncture you marks like apostrophe. Back in the day, I used to pull robberies. Blow a nigga brain amongst the stars like astrology. H1 flow, style so sick. I'm cut from the cloth of chain and slick brick. I don't eat pork like 40, I'm sick with. Like an elephant with diarrhea, I drop big shit. Picking off rappers that's on my hit list. Ride through your block, shoot up your district. Gone hate, I'll patiently wait. They said you was good, but God said I'm great.
Yes, he did.
Who don't believe me, step up and I'll blast him. And I can send your ass to heaven so you can ask him. Give my regards to Parkin' Big. It's gonna take a lot for y'all to stop the kid. I ain't met a rapper yet that can match my credentials. I can do it a cappella. Yo, cut the instrumental. Testing,
tell him.
I spit it from the top of the dome with no beat.
Uh-huh.
I'm colder than the Eskimo with no heat.
Damn.
These dudes are softer than bird punches. I'll bag any rapper like third grade lunches. I'm too hype, smoking like two pipes. These rappers are too pussy to see me like two dykes.
Damn!
Goddamn, I make this flow so easy. You ain't never been a trapper, so you don't know Jeezy.
Oh, shit.
Vaseline accent, you talk so greasy. I'll battle 50 Jigga, Drake, and Weezy.
Oh.
Your bitch come to my show, I'm putting dick in her.
Yeah.
Line her up and fuck that ass perpendicular. Remember my name, nigga, C.O. the Bad Black. Ayo, B-Dub, bring the beat back.
What it is that you got in your wallet? You a plug thug and ain't scared to budge. What the fuck? Let me hear you hollering. Yeah, let me grind out, then find out. This motherfucking flag is false. It'd be so sad. Got a 4-4 mag that'll blow your fucking head off. Now stand up, get a grand up. Right now, quit stalling, nigga. See the cost, the money, clothes, and whole shit. I know you ballin', nigga. I don't wanna have to split your wig. We kidnapped the men, not the kids. 7 years ago, I did a bitch. I'm fucking with Mississippi lunatics. Your bill is stop. The rap was long. It's even school. Teachers, nurse with a purse. Don't care who first. I'll pull it out on cool preachers. That shit, they push Jags, Benz and Caddy. She ain't got a bag, man, nigga, that's acting. I'll take her off my faggot, that's bad. Don't make me lash out. Pistol whip me till you pass out. I'll leave you like Prince with no motherfucking sense in the alley with your ass out. I ride for the Demi, ain't gotta send me. Red in the bus and I can't control it. Two to the dome, it's on. Fuck alone, I think you better let me hold
something. Let me hold something. Let me hold something, nigga. Let me hold something.
Motherfucker got me off my square. You wanna die, nigga, I don't care. Fuck a double, I triple down. Get your ass in the ring with this grizzly bear. Fuck around and get your larynx crushed. My adrenaline apparently rushed. Nigga, acting like fake, no us. When you see the po-po, let the fo-fo bust. I'm on charge like a generator. Fuck that nigga, he's still a hater. Take his bitch, then penetrate her. Chop her ass up, then eliminate her. Heard the nigga was snitching through sales. He stopped breathing when I hit him with two shells. Demolition the line with two wells. Cross between the blood and stars so well.
Yeah. Yeah,
demolition.
T.I.P.
Steal the Bad Black. Ken Dilla.
It's the Bad Black and T.I.P. Whoever want it, come see me. I see them haters. I think they coming. Load up them guns and start gunning. I'm a demolition 5-star general. I quit bleeding for them niggas like menopause. I'm a con, but I ain't from Senegal. These rappers are watered down just like mineral.
Move back, motherfucker, it's the black motherfucker. Make a gun go black, motherfucker. Don't make me attack, motherfucker. Fuck around and catch a bullet in your back, motherfucker. Ain't all black like an Xbox. Leave a nigga on the road like a red spot. With a chest shot, the best spot. That's not hitting with a head or a chest shot.
Yeah, yeah, that sampler was about 9 minutes long, but I think you get the point. Please, what did you think of my brother, man?
Yeah, he's dope as fuck, man. Yeah, I dig that. Yes, sir.
Yeah, when y'all do something, you know what I'm saying, project or whatnot, I want him on there with you guys, a couple tracks, because, you know what I'm saying, that dude, he came to Chicago in 89 and started working, you know what I'm saying, automatically back then. And it's been grinding ever since. And he was on West Side, man. Weren't you on West Side Riders 4?
Yeah, 3, 4, maybe 5, but I know 3 and 4.
Yeah, he was on there with you. He was on the song Liar with Woodpile.
Okay, yeah, Woodpile. I know about Woodpile. Yeah, I got to pull that record back out, man, and find him on there. But I'm sure I heard it at the time. But, yeah, that's beautiful, man. As a matter of fact, man, you know, I'm in Michigan right now, right down the street from the Shack. I'm finna go on tour. I just got a call last night with Coochie Conflict, Do or Die, and Twisting Them, you know, and I fuck with Psycho Drama out there, Fred Hampton, the whole Shack, man. So, yeah, let's put that together. I'm with that.
Yeah, yeah, we definitely got to make that happen, man, and, you know, you and him collaborating, and I'm going to get everybody, you know what I'm saying, give everybody's emails, and you know, we definitely make that shit happen. Man, thanks again for calling in. I appreciate you, bro.
Same here, Fred. I'm going to shoot you my email now. Let's keep it cracking, bro. That's good looking right there.
That's what it is, man. You take care, brother.
Okay, you too, little one.
Man, Mac J, man, me and you, like you always say, man, we're the 78ers, man, both born in 78. Both from the ill state, you know what I'm saying, representing the ill state from the north to the south to the middle, the whole fucking thing. All this shit came through us growing up as kids. All this shit came through the city of Chicago. It came through Kankakee, came through southern Illinois. People soaked up game from Spice One to JT Money to SIBO to Cocaine, mm-hmm. to fucking Young Bleed, the Gangster Pad. It's just amazing,
yeah.
man. I can't even fathom what we did tonight. And I know we've already
and
had
so many others that didn't even hit. Right, that's what I was about to say. So many other cats and guys that if they probably had the time or got hit to it at the right time would have came in for something like this, because how can you dispute Spice One and then SIBO calling in, Cocaine calling in, Gangsta Pat showing some love for a hot second, you know what I'm saying? Young Bleed rocking it out, you know what I'm saying? Like, man, it don't get no better than that. And if they missed it, you can still hear it. That's the beauty of it, Prez. That's the real beauty of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, somebody might have to get up early. They might have fell asleep. How many times? It's been a couple times I missed shows because I planned on being up for it, but something else happened or I was knocked the fuck out or something. You know what I'm saying? But the beauty of it all is the next day, guess what I can look forward to? Preservation. And
Preservation.
I can still hear it. And it's still going to sound brand new. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I missed it that night and I knew it was recorded, it's still new to me when I hear it the next day. So you motherfuckers need to hit the website up, man. For real, UGSforLife.com. And that's four with the number four. Don't spell it out. But then again, you probably could spell it out and still be Google to send you there.
Yeah, yeah, man, I'll tell you what. go to UGSforLife.com. That's the nucleus. And then Google Murder Master Music Show. We got a Reverb Nation page. We got a YouTube page. We got it's my URL / Murder Master Music Show. I want to shout out the homie Ziploc. That motherfucker, Zip Marketing, that dude is a beast. Within just a day or so, the dude got like 50 of my videos up there. Just pushing the hell out of that shit. And we're going to do the same thing for the UGS Radio. We're going to do the same thing for the Bad Black, UGS for Life, the whole Underground Society movement. He's also doing work for, I'm going to tell you who his clientele list is. His clientele, I mean, of course, SIBO. He's doing shit with Freeway, Ricky Ross. That's spam, you know what I'm saying, over here. He's doing shit with Rampage. He's doing shit with cats all up and down the East Coast, all up and down the West Coast. I mean, dude's doing a lot of shit. Shout out to him. And I also want to say shout out to the coldest graphic artist in the game. That's our brother Six. Ain't nobody fucking with him. He's done covers.
They ain't fucking with him.
He's done covers for X-Rated. Hey, he's done every fucking thing for the Murder Master Music Show. He's done stuff for
The only thing Six ain't gonna do is some old goofy cornball shit.
Swag.
So you want goofy? Yeah, if you want some goofy cornball
shit.
Yeah, he not gonna even fuck. He won't even tarnish his, you know what I'm saying, his greatness with some fucking, you know what I'm saying. Like, so if you come to him with that garbage shit, you might as well get one of these other fucks to do it for $5 or something. Because when you come to him, you gonna get real shit, and he expect to be paid because he gonna be giving you. Man, that dude, no matter what, man, Six got skills. That's all I want to say. Put it like that.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
fuck with him, come correct.
And check out
he'll chop your ass in half.
The song you're about to hear in the background is Voices by Scratch LDP.
Oh, yeah.
It was
Scratch,
mixed and mastered by Jerry. Jeremy Hale, man, if you need mixing, mastering, any audio work, any engineer work, this dude is a professional, works in one of the biggest studios in L.A. He's a fucking beast. He tests all kinds of plugins for companies. Get at us, UGSForLife.com. His stuff is on there, too, under the promotions link. You know, everything is at UGSForLife.com. Do me a favor, get on the YouTube and subscribe to the Murder Master Music Show channel. We're gonna have channels up for every show. Every show, this is what I was talking about on KFYB, on UGS Radio Show. Every show from the Murder Master Music Show to KFYB, to Underground Classics, to Church of Reality, and of course to the Fahrenheit Hour. We all need pages and links and shows and videos, you know, YouTube videos and stuff, and we just need to push the hell out of it. And that's what we're going to be doing in 2014. You guys are seeing how fast we're growing. Actions speak louder than words, you know. Everything I'm saying, we've done.
Right, and prayers, like they can say hundreds of hours. No, we might have thousands of hours of entertainment for y'all motherfuckers. If you combine all of the UGS radio, it's something hitting you from every motherfucking angle, every direction, and sometimes we be wanting input from you motherfuckers that's listening. It might be something that y'all can hype us to that we can bring out. So hit the motherfucking page, you know what I'm saying? The donation page, all that shit.
Is
for the motherfuckers that can't. Yeah, man. No, why wouldn't they, Prez? I don't even understand why people don't. It's probably because most of these motherfuckers on that swagger shit.
Well, you got a lot of freebie motherfuckers that want shit for free. Or you got a lot of bandwagon jumpers. You know, they think, oh, man, this shit's popping. And we're going to get on the bandwagon. We're going to make money off these dudes. But what they don't understand is we're just laying the bricks in the foundation right now. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We're building this shit from the ground up. Archiving history. This is shit that could be spoken about years from now, like just like their music. You know what I'm saying? Who the fuck, if you grew up in our era, who the fuck wouldn't want to hear Spice One, Sebo, and JT Money, and Young Bleed, and Cocaine, and Gangster Pat, and all them dudes just talking together? You know what I'm saying? Who the fuck? At the same time, that shit was so crazy. You know what I'm saying? It's fucking crazy, man. But honored to have done it. I know a brother Matthew definitely would have.
Man, he'd be eating it up right now, Prez. You already know it. We probably could have got him on that motherfucker. He would probably, I guarantee if Matt was still around, he probably would hit every round table, man, from all on the other side of the, like we always saying on the other side of the country. No, he was on the other side of the motherfucking world. You know what I'm saying? So this shit reaching more than just your neighborhood local motherfucker or, you know, your homeboy that you used to know. No, like we doing this shit for every fucking body that want to still stay in tune with the legends or some of the younger guys that don't know nothing about them.
Yeah, learn.
It's for y'all, man.
Learn about this shit. Yeah, it's a gift. It's a gift for you. You know what I'm saying? But these rappers, you know what I'm saying, that want shit for free, man, you can eat a fucking dick because you're not getting nothing. You're not getting nothing but spit on, and you might become a guest on KFYB, and we're going to just let you do your thing, let you rap, and we're going to destroy you. We're going to fucking
piss on your back and tell you it's raining, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
You're going to just...
And you don't want to see the shocker. You motherfuckers don't want the shocker to come out.
You don't want the shot to come out. We got a hell of a fucking network. We got tomorrow we got the Fahrenheit Hour episode 9. That shit's crazy. Shout out to First Degree to DD. Shout out to our webmaster Dome. That dude's a beast. He's archiving our fucking site, man, keeping that shit going. As soon as the show's done, the motherfucker puts it up. That way when I'm done my press release, I can add the link to it and send the shit out. So, and shout out to all the sites that fuck with us and give us credit. We appreciate that shit. You faggots, I want to say this, Funkmaster Flex, man, fuck you, you punk motherfucker. You posted our shit with from Freeway Ricky Ross, or one of your writers posted it, and she sourced Hip Hop DX's the one doing the interview. Hip Hop DX ran the story. We did the interview. Big difference. Do your homework. If you're on that type of a level, if you're on that type of a level when you're one of the number one DJs in the country and you're fucking, you can't even source, give somebody the right citation, you're a fucking idiot. The fuck's the matter with you?
Right.
Get out the game. Kill yourself. Break one of your records in half and slice your throat, you fucking Momo faggot ass.
Right.
Fucking
DJ Laggett looking motherfucker.
DJ Laggett, you look like fucking the dude from Perfect Strangers. What's that faggot's name? From Balky. You look like Balky, you little fucking
fat
Russian
version of
piece Balky of shit.
Looking motherfucker.
Go back to Siberia. Shout out to Russia, though. But, man, DJ Laggett, if he's really Russian, man, y'all fucked up with him.
They need to
You're
rush
probably glad
ass.
He's in the United States. They're probably glad he ain't over there fucking around in the Kremlin. Because he looks
well,
like
well, you're right, man. You motherfuckers, on the level they on, you can't even... I seen some more videos with who was the one bitch? Angela Yee? Fuck her too. You know what I'm saying? You motherfuckers steal from the underground all the time.
You
claim you street
done through the love of fucking music. We're giving people outlets who haven't been heard in years to be heard again, and we're giving people that have been working for many years that have never been heard, like the Bad Black or Scratch LVP or Laidback. Oh yeah, tomorrow, Laidback, get the Villaination fucking album. It's coming out. Get the Cocaine Cut the Check. Get Gangster Pad fucking Live from Black Haven EP. Get JT Money Morning Wood. Get fucking Spice One Haters Nightmare coming soon. Goddamn, there's so much shit, man. Who the fuck else? Bad Black Senior Felipe. That's coming soon, you motherfuckers. Murder Man
Plus the motherfucking No Anesthesia with the Dr. Lafar already out too.
Dr.
That
Lafar produced entirely by Skinny Man, except for like one of the
tracks.
That
shit is hard, man.
That Kafar album can't be fucked with. Both of those mixtapes, man, they dropped right
See,
now.
See, like,
at
look,
the same time.
Look, for instance, like I said, it take you to a time and place, because I've been listening to a lot of that Dr. Lafar. So every time I hear that album, I'm going to remember the storm that we had in 2013 with all this snow and shit. You know what I'm saying?
17 inches of snow in this motherfucker.
Yeah, so from here on out, anytime I hear one of them songs, I'm going to remember this winter that just passed, man. That's fucking crazy.
hey, shout out to Scratch. He's on there tripping about us. Call him Funk Plex a faggot. Punk Master Plex.
Yeah,
Punk Master Sex. Faggot ass. What about Magic? Hey, let's go into some KFYB news, man. What about Magic Johnson? Did you hear that shit about that dude he supposedly caught HIV from?
No.
You didn't hear that?
From
I
a
saw
dude?
A link. Yeah, some singer that died of AIDS in like the early 90s supposedly had an affair with Magic Johnson. Yeah, they posted that shit. I saw it on Facebook. It could be one of those Facebook bullshit links that don't mean nothing. That somebody
but
just
then again,
wrote.
It's...
But look
it's,
at his son. Look at his homo son.
Yeah, it's highly believable.
Dude,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
queer is a $3 bill. That motherfucker, man. Got a purse. What the fuck is that?
It don't get no gayer than that, man.
Oh, man. His son looks like a fucking feminine version of Shirley from What's Happening.
And I just posted a picture of Shirley on Facebook earlier.
Yeah, that's how I remember this. That's how I even know. Fucked up with this bitch. Yo, it's been a hell of a show. Fahrenheit Hour tomorrow, KFYB on Saturday.
Yeah, make sure y'all tune in Saturday.
they can't even fuck with KFYB. That show is crazy. Six is nuts.
Hey, Prince, you know it's been funny. I know, man, because Six, let's warn the listeners now. And we still want you to call in, but don't expect no niceness from Six. He finna eat a motherfucker up, man.
Yeah.
We've been having it. It's been some dude been calling saying that he a fan of the show. Calling him boo-boo and all kinds of shit. You know what I'm saying?
Voice was Alex Krycek from the Gay Sex Files.
We got Fairy Alex.
Yeah, but
I'll be down. He might.
Fairy Alex, man. That faggot might call in. but no, man.
Juggalo Jake. anybody. You never know.
KFYB Saturday, 7 p.m. on the West Coast. 6-6 always says it's 7 p.m. on the West Coast. Fuck everywhere else. He's over
right
there in the Bay Area, you know what I'm saying, representing his shit. But
she in that time zone too.
Yeah. Yeah, Velvet and the two of the hosts of the show.
Shout out to Velvet Rose, man.
And Sunday, check out the Church of Reality. Last week we did the show with our prophet from Nappy Roots, who said he was tased 15 times. You know what I'm saying? The dude almost died. That's some crazy shit right there. Shout out to you.
I did get a chance to listen to that, man. That shit is fucking crazy, man.
Yeah.
Because that can happen to any one of us, man. Like, listening to what he was saying, man, I can see that same shit happening to me here in St. Louis, or if I, you know, like where I work at, I'm not in the city, but I can see that type of shit happening, man. Like, they doing motherfuckers like this, and it don't matter who the fuck you is at times.
Yeah.
This shit is fucking crazy, man.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. But, let's get the fuck out of here. Thanks for co-hosting with me, Mac, as always.
You already know, Priya.
Been one hell of a show. We'll catch you guys tomorrow on the Fahrenheit Hour, 9 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. on the West Coast, 10 p.m. on the East Coast, UGSForLife.com. Check us out. See you guys tomorrow.
UGS.